In Genoa today, the summit of the world's top industrial nations continues amid more protests and violence. Thousands of demonstrators have already passed peacefully through the city center, but only a few hundred yards away, police and protesters exchanged volleys of rocks and tear gas. The G8 proceedings have already been overshadowed by the death of a young anti-globalization militant shot dead by police. And behind tall security fences in the city center, world leaders are negotiating aid for poor countries and climate change concerns, issues that demonstrators say have been overlooked in the past. NPR's Silvia Pagioli joins us now on the line from Genoa. Good morning, Silvia.
Good morning, Neil.
What is the mood in Genoa today?
Well, it's been extremely tense here for days in preparation of the summit, and now even more so after the death of a protester yesterday. A big march is scheduled for this afternoon here, and dozens more buses have been arriving in Genoa this morning, bringing more and more demonstrators. We have about 20,000 security forces on the streets and perhaps as many as 100,000 demonstrators. Already we've had reports of some incidents on the outskirts of the city with anarchists who belong to the group called Black Bloc trashing shop windows and filling bottles with gasoline. The question is whether the Genoa Social Forum, the umbrella group that represents some 800 nonviolent anti-globalization groups, will keep at a distance the small groups of hardcore anarchist street fighters who were responsible for most of the clashes yesterday with the police.
What can you tell us about the young man Carlo Giuliani, the militant who was killed yesterday by police, and how did it happen?
Well, we know quite a lot from eyewitness accounts and from a series of photographs that document the incident. Following a confrontation with police in a part of Genoa that's relatively far from the security zone, a police jeep with some five officers inside found itself cut off from the other security forces, and it was suddenly surrounded by 15 demonstrators. From the photos, you can see they were wearing ski masks to hide their identity. They smashed the windows with crowbars and jumped on the roof. A witness said they were trying to pull one of the Carabinieri policemen out of the jeep. We see a photo that shows a youth hoisting a large fire extinguisher and preparing to hurl it at the open rear window. The next photo shows an officer with a pistol, and the last photo shows the youth lying on the ground in a pool of blood. Carlo Giuliani was 23 years old. He had a police record, and he was a member of an anarchist group known as Punca Bestia, which also belongs to the Black Bloc anarchist movement. He was shot twice in the head. The police officer, he is 20. He was injured in the assault and is hospitalized, and he said he fired in self-defense, but he's under investigation for manslaughter.
Meanwhile, the G8 summit itself continues. It's scheduled to wind up tomorrow. What effect has this violence had on the deliberations?
Well, formally, very little. The leaders issued a statement on economic issues. They pledged to work together to reverse the economic downturn in the U.S., Europe, and Japan. And they announced a global health fund of $1.2 billion to fight AIDS and other diseases in the developing world. But, of course, the effects of the violence did reach the summit. The leaders expressed their dismay over what happened in the streets and regret for the death of Carlo Giuliani. It's clear that the rampage could be a turning point for these kinds of international gatherings. Even before the clashes erupted, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi suggested that the format and structure of these events needs rethinking. He said, "We're trying to help the poor countries, but we risk being seen as eight people shut up in an ivory tower."
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Neil.
NPR's Silvia Pagioli speaking with us from Genoa, Italy.